Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening to Truly English Podcast with Matthew. Today is Season 3, Episode 99, Temporada 3, Episodio 99. Today is the 26th day of September 2022. Hoy es 26 de septiembre 2022. And today is Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. And the day after tomorrow is Wednesday. Today is Monday, yesterday was Sunday, and the day before yesterday was Saturday. Today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Today, yesterday, and the day before yesterday. Yesterday, I had breakfast with my wife, and then we went shopping. What did you do yesterday? Today, we are not working in the morning, because a school meeting was canceled. Therefore, our morning is completely free. We will start work in the afternoon. What are you going to do today? Tomorrow, we will work as normal. What are you going to do tomorrow? Make your own examples and remember, today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, today, yesterday, and the day before yesterday. Today, we are going to review quite, pretty, rather, and fairly. Quite and pretty are similar in meaning, equals less than very, but more than a little. I'm surprised you haven't heard of her. She's quite famous, or she's pretty famous, equals less than very famous, but more than a little famous. Anna lives quite near me. So we see each other pretty often. Pretty is an informal word and is used mainly in spoken English. When we use the word quite goes before A and N. We live in quite an old house, not a quite old house. Let us compare. Sarah has quite a good job. Sarah has a pretty good job. You can also use quite but not pretty in the following ways. Quite with A or N plus a noun without an adjective. I didn't expect to see them. It was quite a surprise equals quite a big surprise. Quite a lot or quite a lot of. There were quite a lot of guests at the wedding. Quite plus a verb especially like and enjoy. I quite like tennis, but it's not my favorite sport. So remember, when you use quite, you need the article, A or N. Quite a beautiful house. Quite an intelligent person. Quite an attractive man. Quite an attractive woman. Quite a horrible problem. Rather is similar to quite and pretty. We often use rather for negative ideas, things we think are not good. The weather isn't so good. It's rather cloudy. Paul is rather shy. He doesn't speak much. Quite is also possible in these examples. When we use rather for positive ideas, for example, good, nice, etc., it means unusually or surprisingly. These oranges are rather good. Where did you get them? Fairly is weaker than quite, rather, and pretty. For example, if something is fairly good, it is not very good, and it could be better. My room is fairly big, but I prefer a bigger one. We see each other fairly often, but not as often as we used to. Now, I told you earlier that I had breakfast yesterday in a restaurant, and normally this restaurant has excellent service, and they have excellent food. But yesterday, it was fairly bad, okay? Their food was fairly bad. Their service was fairly bad. And I am trying not to write negative things about them in social media. But in reality, if you're from my area, there is a restaurant or two or three here that I would not go to if I were you. I am fairly certain you will not have a good experience. Quite also means completely. For example, are you sure? Yes, quite sure equals completely sure. Quite means completely with a number of adjectives, especially sure, right, true, clear, different, incredible, amazing, certain, wrong, safe, obvious, unnecessary, extraordinary, and impossible. For example, quite sure, quite right, quite true, quite clear, quite different, quite incredible, quite amazing, quite certain, quite wrong, quite safe, quite obvious, quite unnecessary, quite extraordinary, and quite impossible. She was quite different from what I expected, equals completely different. Everything they said was quite true, equals completely true. We also use quite equals completely with some verbs. For example, I quite agree with you, equals I completely agree. Not quite equals clearly not completely. I don't quite understand what you mean. Are you ready? Not quite equals not completely. Let us compare the two different meanings of quite. The story is quite interesting, equals less than very interesting. Or the story is quite true, equals completely true. Now, in order to improve your English, you should be writing or making sentences using the words that we just reviewed. Quite, pretty, rather, and fairly. The more sentences you could write, the more practice that you can put into this, the more you will understand it. I want to thank you all for listening to Truly English Podcast today, and I would like to remind you that you can send us any requests for future episodes, any comments, any questions to us at the name Truly English in Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or here in Anchor Podcast by Spotify. If you wish to send us an email directly, you can send us an email to info@trulyenglish.com.mx. You can also visit our webpage where there's a lot of material for you. It is www.trulyenglish.com.mx. I want to thank you all for listening to our podcast today. And please remember to listen to our next podcast, which I believe will be on Monday, the 3rd of October. I want to wish you all a happy and healthy day and a wonderful week. Thank you for listening. Peace and love to everyone. Goodbye.